World Series last night. Yankees get up 5-0. Then the Dodgers load the bases. They strike Shohei out with the bases loaded. But that was only the first or second out. They're up 5-0. They proceed to have this like series of little league BS, Bush League nonsense.
All that because
errors.
That little bastard grabbed that damn ball out of Mookie the other night. And then
Think it was
it's karma. And I'm listening to Gronkowski because that idiot went to high school.
They were college buddies.
He's talking about the guy is a beauty. He's not a beauty, he's an ass, is what he is.
Dude, it was so the Yanks give up 5 in the fifth, I believe, and then all of a sudden it's a tie game, right? I guess the Yankees scored 3 and then a pair of solo shots, I think, to get up to 5. So then it's a tie game. Yanks take the lead in the bottom of the sixth. They get through the seventh inning, Brian, and you know what I do? Because I have a 7 a.m. dentist appointment.
Went to sleep.
I went to sleep.
Yeah.
Dodgers score 2 in the eighth, go on to win 7-6. I never thought the Yankees bullpen was good enough to win this. I think Aaron Judge never got hot. And if you're going to make little dumb mistakes, and I think Judge had a huge error. Garrett Cole made some really – the Yankees just never seemed locked in enough to beat the Dodgers, who are an absolute wagon. Freddie Freeman just outrageous.
I mean, Mr. – what they call him? What the person said? What you call it when you get the teeth? What they call those?
Veneers.
They call him Mr. Veneer. they say his teeth are so big he couldn't close his mouth.
Yeah. It's,
but you know what? He know how to put a bat on a damn ball. I'll tell you that.
Dude.
6 straight homers in 6 straight games in the World Series.
Those are some chompers he's got.
Hell yeah.
Baseball's over, though. And it had me thinking this morning because, like, right now, I did a hit with Linnell last night. And he asked me, how good of a time is this to be a DC sports fan? And it got me thinking, and certainly, listen, the NFL is the most popular sport in America, and the Commanders are the most popular team in town. And it's by a fairly wide margin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So when they're good, and especially right now where it seems like you might have a transcendent quarterback and a coaching staff that is delivering on all their messaging and front office leader that is finding the right players, like everything seems to be breaking right. And if that happens in football, it's going to make everything feel a lot better.
Yes.
Caps are playing really well. Ovi's on track maybe to even break that record this year. The Wiz shockingly looked pretty good. And then I'm like, baseball season's over, which means the next time we see them, the Nats, what some people keep telling me, might finally spend some money.
Let's see.
I don't know that I see it happening, but
I'm the type of person I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, and dude, I've grown a little tired of they had to trade Juan Soto and they got so much back crowd because you know what would have happened in the 5 years Soto's been gone? Maybe they just win more games and maybe they make a wild card because they have Juan Soto. Like, mm-hmm. and of the haul they got back, I'm not entirely sure how great it really is. Like, Mackenzie Gore did not have the year many expected. I don't know. We don't need to get too far down the rabbit hole because none of it will matter if ownership is not committed to spending money. And we'll just have to see if that happens. I'll believe it when I see it. Yep. That's what it sounds like you are, too.
I am right there.
We've probably gone too long on October 31st to not wish everyone a happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah. Be careful out there tonight. I'm going to just say that.
I know you don't like Halloween, right?
I have no problem with it.
You don't like giving away candy.
I don't like having to get up every 5 minutes, so.
But your neighborhood's so big. Are there that many kids walking around? Like, people, the lots are so big.
People come in my neighborhood, and they have, like, a caravan of kids in trucks and golf carts and everything else.
Okay.
Maya's going to take care of that.
Maya'll be great at that.
Cool.
And you'll be sitting on the couch watching football?
Probably with a bourbon.
I got to get home to walk around for some trick-or-treating tonight.
I used to go to the – back in the day when my kids were small, we would go to the mall.
Really?
Farrell's Mall always had the little thing. It was cool walking to the stores.
That's fun. We just do our neighborhood. It's funny how complicated Halloween has gotten, and, like, kids are going – maybe this is coming from me down the road, but my 9-year-old, Shelby, got invited to go to like a different neighborhood to be with her friends. Mm-hmm. And it was very sweet. She was like, nah, I just want to walk around our neighborhood with you guys. I don't know how much longer we'll have that. Eventually, she's not going to want to hang out
just
with me.
Just hold on to it. It's about to leave.
Though. I know.
It's about to leave.
But the girls are very excited. Halloween party at school, the whole nine yards. Got me thinking, to me, this is not much of a question, but do you have a favorite Halloween candy?
Favorite Halloween candy.
There's a lot I like, but there's a runaway of my one seed.
What's your one seed? Reese's Cups? No,
Kit Kats.
Kit Kats.
The Kit Kat Halloween size, like, the fun size, is the best product Kit Kat
makes.
Well,
you know the Snicker with the two pieces in the pack?
Yeah.
The big one? And Bobby Mitchell used to always hand out Snickers all the time right then. I would just hold on to all of them throughout the year.
Around Halloween, or he always had
Snickers? It's like he always had them on the plane, and I would hold them, and he'd give you extra. And then Halloween, I would give those out.
So what, you were just recycling Bobby Mitchell's Snickers?
If he giving them to me in bulk, why the hell am I going to eat them all? I eat one of them. I like to freeze them. Well, what I do, I cut off the nougat, then I freeze the caramel and the peanut part with a little chocolate on it, and I like to eat it when it's cold and hard. You know what I mean?
That is a remarkable amount of effort. So you're actually getting all these little Snickers out and slicing the top layer off.
I just got out the two that I was going to eat. I don't eat all of them. I saved the rest for Halloween.
That is a remarkable act of austerity, I would say. You are playing chess while the rest of us are playing checkers. You're saving up all year.
He would have tons of them. He would have them, not all year, like during the football season.
Okay.
So, and it would come closer to Halloween, which if he has, let's say, 100 of them, people didn't really grab them. I just grab a big hand, boom. And by the time Halloween come, I got a big bag like that. And then I go buy some more if I have to. So,
I think we're giving a bunch of candy away. We might be the house, though, because we both want to go with the girls trick-or-treating that has to do the bowl. And you know that just some, 13-year-old boy is going to run through the bowl.
Sometimes I have to we have a little thing that's in trick-or-treat, smell my feet or whatever. It's like a little thing with 2 feet sitting out. And we just put it in and let people grab it themselves. And, you know, the kids,
sometimes these kids will take
50. Yeah, they tried it. I was just sitting outside. And I was in because my car, my car is always in the front part of my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just sitting in the car. I had dark tinted windows and they were there.
The guy goes,
we're going to take all the candy. I said, I wish you tried. I rolled the window down.
I bet you scared the hell out of that kid.
Locked on Law said the best candy is any candy you can take from the kids in the interest of safety.
No, you call it dad tax and you take as much as you want. I've been doing it. I think my kids, there's also the amount of Halloween celebration has really, really exploded over the years. Mm-hmm. Like my kids did a trunk or treat. They've had various activities where it's like a Halloween party. So this is generally when my health and diet go to die for the football season. I kind of keep it together till Halloween, and then I have such a sweet tooth that I just eat all the little candies, and tonight will be a disaster. But listen, if you are a father and you're listening to this and you have young children, you can take as much candy as you want, and you call it the dad tax. That's the reality of the situation.
Oh, it was one of those.
Lanville, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
I like Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
What?
I don't.
Yeah.
I am a chocolate guy over a gummy fruit candy guy.
I gotta find that.
But the Sour Patch Kids can be good. I don't mind one or two. Do we have Toby today, or are you solo in there?
Toby's here.
Hello, Toby. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, I'm going to lean with you, JP. Kit Kats are unrivaled. Kit Kats are fantastic at any time, but those small ones, like you're saying, are the best ones.
The little, it's like two prong of a Kit Kat, and what I like to do most, this, my dad did this, it wasn't always Halloween, we just have bags of Kit Kats in the fridge. I like them in the refrigerator, not the freezer, so they're chilled, but not like frozen. I can't recommend those enough. They're fantastic. Also, Heather McDonough, if you're listening, you were out of the office for a few days, not feeling well. I did eat that whole bag of Kit Kats you had at NBC4.
You stealing somebody else's Kit Kat?
I'm telling her. It's not really stealing.
Oh, it is stealing.
It was kind of out for everybody.
Dude, you've already taken it, so that's stealing. What the hell are you talking about?
Listen, here's the truth. You can't. I cannot be trusted left alone in a room with Halloween-sized Kit Kats. That's just the truth of the matter, man.
Or, in other words, you just can't be trusted.
Not with Kit Kats. No. That's the reality of the, that's the reality of the situation.
I don't understand it, Jay.
I love them.
Should not have sticky fingers, brother.
I love them. I am a Kit Kat gremlin. Correct. I did try to I try to return the favor with the Kit Kat purchase theft, if you want to call it that. But when I went to Wegmans, they didn't have any. So
in other words, SOL, you never replace it with me. It is your fault.
Do you eat those too, JP?
What's that?
Do you eat those too?
At Wegmans?
Did you steal those ones too?
No, at a store you got to pay for it. If your friend, if your friend buys them, you can just help yourself.
You don't know who to kick out before in that refrigerator. That's not your friend.
At the office?
Yeah.
That you're talking old stuff, man. That was years ago.
Yeah, last year.
Statute of limitations, baby. we are talking football next. Josh Kendall from The Athletic joins the program.